This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
8 o'clock hour here on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden alongside Sean back tomorrow. It is President's Day. He is taking off. Did you know that Bill Clinton was the first president?
Yep, I did know it.
Be in office when the first official website was launched.
Yeah, I could see that. That makes 94. Sense. 94, yeah. Because I still remember, was it 95, 96 you used to see on the NFL crawl was when they used to put up the whole address. They'd be like, visit http://nfl.com. Yeah. And so they
could definitely age somebody based on how they give you a website. If they give you a website and they say www, 70 years old.
70 years old. Yeah, younger than that. I think there's still some who will say that. But I mean, yeah, most of us just shorten it like DallasCowboys.com, 105.3thefan.com, stuff like that.
WWW.
Yeah.
WWW.
Like I said, back in the day, it used to be they'd give you HTTP.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, that makes sense. I still remember that that Today Show or Good Morning America where they were talking about the email address. They said, what is this about sign? The A with the circle around it was... Used to be about. What is this about sign for?
Yeah. By the way, our ticket giveaway for next hour has been announced officially. It is tickets to the Dierks Bentley Broken Branches Tour, which he just tweeted about 2 minutes ago. So
very nice.
That has been announced now. That's what we're giving away tickets to in the 9 o'clock hour.
Very nice. All right. It is time to tap the keg.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Turns out the Dallas Cowboys could have just gotten Bill Belichick this offseason, even after he went to North Carolina, because the UNC president basically wanted nothing to do with him. Ooh. And he said the president, Peter Hans, sent a scathing memo to members of the school board of trustees, limiting their power after the hiring of Bill B. The board backed, Mac Brown before he was fired, and then circumvented Cunningham and Roberts in order to pursue and eventually hire Bill Belichick. And he is enacting new regulations, which gives him and any future presidents final say over major athletic matters. I don't know whether or not he didn't want Bill at all or didn't want to spend the money on Bill, because Bill's making...
Bill is, we'll get into it here in a sec. We got the new list of the 10 highest paid coaches.
Is he in it?
He's one of the 10 highest paid coaches in college.
And I don't believe Mac Brown was.
No.
And, North Carolina is, they're a basketball school. Mm-hmm. They've got a mega, mega basketball NIL.
I've got to look and see, where did they finish in the, where are they at in the recruiting rankings? They're 32nd.
But they're doing really well in late transfer.
So, yeah, let me see how... So, they are... Because they've done... Where were they at last year? 24. They were 32nd last year, too. So, it looks like they're mm-hmm. their actual ranking. Now, they were 58th in the transfer portal rankings last year. This year, they are 14th.
So I went and looked at the recruits for this coming year. Of the top, like there's like three or four top 100 players from North Carolina. None of them are going to UNC. None of them are. Like they're going to Bama. They're going to Tennessee, Georgia, wherever. Like they're going to schools around there. They're just not going to Carolina. That's a problem. Like you've got to figure that out. But build and sign his deal right away.
No,
nobody doesn't. It's just the way it is in college athletics. You just don't sign your deal right away. And Bill did not. But the Cowboys that they wanted to. I bet you the president would have been like, "Yeah, go ahead."
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Take him.
100%.
We don't want this.
Yeah.
Because the UNC president sounds like a guy who just doesn't care about sports.
No. And obviously if you can't be bothered to even interest yourself in Bill Belichick. Now look, there's still a question of how good are they going to be and if he's really built for this, and I still don't know. I anticipate, we've talked about it before, I anticipate it's going to go like Bill Walsh did at Stanford, where maybe it's okay in the beginning, but pretty quickly it's going to catch up to them. I think I don't see how he's able to build a program there. What was it? Bruce Feldman told us, I think it was, or not Bruce Feldman, who was Stuart Mandel told us that unanimously, everybody he talked to from the NFL thought Belichick was going to have success. Everybody he talked to at the college level thought he was going to fail.
Yeah. I mean, there's coaching. Coaching at the college level is only a fraction of the job. It's a fraction of the job. You've got to recruit.
His highest ranked recruit in the transfer portal was the 49th overall player, Thaddeus Dixon, a corner transfer from Washington.
Who probably, you know what? Who was at Washington last year? Bill's son.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the head coach. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, Steve Belichick.
Bill's son was the DC there.
Yep. You remember Bill was walking around in Washington gear for a couple months.
So, I mean, I could see why Thaddeus would make that change.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. You want to talk some CFP expansion here?
Yeah, let's expand this because this is going to happen. Please do not expand the NCAA tournament. But if you want to expand the college playoff, I mean, I have less of an issue with that.
Ross Dellinger, pretty good reporter.
Yeah, he is.
Over at Yahoo. He's writing, last spring during intense and at times heated negotiations over the future of the college football playoff, leaders of the Big Ten and SEC threatened to create their own postseason system if they were not granted a majority of CFP revenue and full authority over the playoff format. In the end, executives of the 10 FBS leagues and Notre Dame signed a memorandum of understanding, handing over control to college football's two richest conferences. Soon, they are expected to exercise that control. Within the SEC and Big Ten, momentum is building to further expand the playoff to 14 or even 16 teams, assign multiple automatic qualifiers per league, as many as four each for themselves, and finalize a scheduling arrangement together that may fetch millions in additional revenue from TV partners, sources told Yahoo Sports. Get over yourselves, SEC and Big Ten.
I mean, they run the show. They've got
the SEC.
So they're 32. There's a 32 teams, right?
They want four automatic bids for the SEC.
That makes sense.
Come on, no, it doesn't.
That makes sense.
No, you want those automatic qualifiers because this is that whole just.
Are they okay? What year would you not have four quality Big Ten or SEC teams that?
Then just let the rankings reflect that.
Well. Sure.
Don't give
fine.
Them an automatic qualifier.
That's fine, but
they're doing this because they want Bama. They were pissed. They were pissed about Bama. That's why they want their four automatic.
They're
qualifiers
doing this to
else.
Ensure that the biggest eyeballed teams are in, which is Ohio State. It's Michigan. It's Bama.
Ohio State, Notre Dame just wasn't enough for them. We really got cheated out of big fan bases with Ohio State versus Notre Dame.
But you want Ohio State and Michigan, you want Bama, you want Notre Dame, you want...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I don't know if I have no idea how big Georgia's fan base. I mean, Georgia's got a huge fan because it's you know, the state is really, really big. But I mean, there's a handful. If you go look at the most watched, you know, teams this year, it's the usual suspects.
It's just
they were all in the playoff except Bama.
And I hate it. I hate being in the SEC as a Longhorns fan because the entitlement of that conference, the cult-like thinking of the SEC. And just to think like, oh yeah, we need four automatic bids. Now look, ultimately,
but it ensures that you're going to get either Bama or Texas in just about every year, and it ensures you're going to get either Ohio State or Michigan in just about every year, and that's good for the sport. The sport wants that.
Get them in when they deserve it. Then
I agree when they deserve, but one of them is going to deserve it every year.
Which what did they get this year? They got Tennessee, three. Georgia, Texas. They got three in.
And those are like,
and
really.
Who was the fourth? Who was fourth just on the outside?
It was either Bama or Ole Miss.
It was Bama.
Yeah. But Georgia, Tennessee, Texas have like really big followings.
Yeah.
Ohio State.
And they're good football teams.
Penn State, big followings.
They're usually going to get in there. This is a safety valve.
Yes.
For.
Absolutely.
Let's save a big like fan base when their team isn't that good. That's what they want.
I agree. I agree it is. It's, you got to follow the money.
Look, I mean, if these schools signed over the power to the Big Ten and the SEC, I guess that's their own fault, and they have the power to do whatever they want, and that's fine. I just think for the health of the game, it's stupid. You don't need to have these automatic qualifiers to just make sure that you can shoehorn in a Alabama when they're not that good. This is they're pissed about SMU.
Yeah, they might be. And Indiana. And Indiana, too.
Yeah.
And Boise.
It's just ridiculous. I don't think that... I mean, did you feel like... I understood we were always heading towards 14. I knew that.
We were heading towards 14. 16.
16 didn't, but if they're pushing now for 16.
We don't need 16.
Because you know what? It's because they, Big Ten probably wants four qualifiers. Mm-hmm. SEC wants four. So that's half of it. So they go, well.
And then that doesn't even account for the other eight. Because you know you're going to get at least one more of each in.
Yeah, probably.
For the most part.
This is just, it's stupid.
Well, you know, the SEC may be known for football. It is a basketball conference. I'll tell you that right now. Did you see the release? So you know how they do the release of the college rankings in football?
Mm-hmm.
They do the same thing for college basketball. They do the top 16 seeds. Five of the top six are SEC schools.
Damn.
Auburn is one. They have such a stranglehold on number one. It is, I have never seen a more clear-cut number one in probably since Kentucky with like Anthony Davis.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anybody in between there that's there may have been at other points one of these other years where right. somebody like North Carolina was, but I can't remember.
Bama 2, Duke 3, Florida 4, Tennessee 5, A&M 6. A&M hosts Tennessee this weekend. The winner has a chance at a one seed. The loser probably no longer has a chance at a one seed.
Yeah, and we got the Alabama Auburn game this past week.
Yeah, we did. That was Auburn. Bruce Pearl had a great quote. He goes, "We played like the number one team. We prepared like the number one team. We acted like the number one team in the nation." They did.
I'm a dumbass. If you want to talk about dominating number one, UConn last year, UConn was pretty great. They were a pretty clear cut number one.
Were they the overall number one seed?
Yeah,
they were.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I'm trying to think. Houston is coming in at number 8. Texas Tech, baby, at number 13. Nobody wants to play them. Grant McCaslin's done a phenomenal job. He was with you, Peyton.
Call it, baby, UNT.
Yeah, he was at UNT, and then he goes over to Texas Tech. He's done a phenomenal job there.
That's just like Peyton, too. He went to UNT, and then he jumped over to Texas Tech.
Yeah. So are you a Tech basketball fan?
No.
Until McKenzie tells him to be.
That's right.
By the way, shout out to Will Chambers, who got his belt to ass with the Texas Longhorns beating the Kentucky Wildcats over the weekend.
That is like the fifth time I've heard that phrase in the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard it in about 20 years. No one said it in years. And that's like the fifth time in the last 2 weeks I've heard somebody say belt to ass.
Someone did it at the Eagles parade. There was someone up on the, they drive around, and he was beating himself with a belt.
It's become a, right. Isn't that how David Carradine died? So if you actually look at the way that's being used lately, it's just becoming like meme culture, basically, yeah. That phrase.
Okay.
So, but I'm bringing it back.
I get you.
It's my name.
I get you. And real quick, I want to, because this, I love college basketball. Last year, we had Robbie Avila at Indiana State. He was affectionately known as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yep, yep.
This year, we've got Kyler Filwich at Wofford. Okay? This guy looks like Ethan Suplee from, like, 2002.
All right. Before he got yoked.
Before he got all yoked and everything. But you'll love this, Peyton. He's a granny style free throw shooter.
Underhand.
He goes the underhand. He goes the underhand free throw. What was that look for?
I'll tell you during the break.
Can you not say granny style anymore?
No. I don't want to spoil something. I'll need to
tell you. Oh, okay. All right. Very nice. So that is a little bit of your college football kegger here. On 105.3 The Fan. One of the greatest starts to a sporting event ever happened over the weekend. How the NHL dunked on the NBA. Coming up next to The Fan.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.